Before we continue, you guys should just know, because you're going to be guests at people's houses, so there are those, a lot of Hasidim have this custom, that do not eat matzah that got wet. Okay, they are worried there might be some flour on it, so they won't let you get your matzah wet. So if they're serving soup at the table and you dip your matzah in the soup, they could go ballistic, like you made your whole dish is chametz, okay? So sometimes people go really far out on this. But really, it's a very far-out stringency, which in my family, we dip the matzah in the soup, we have matzah brei, we have matzah soup, whatever, matzah balls in the soup and everything. But some people have the stringency, so just be aware. If you're eating with someone that's a little chassidish, they might have this stringency. So that's called, they don't eat knedel acham Pesach, they don't eat gebrox. Yeah. There are Jews like that, believe it or not. Okay, so that's step one. You should just be aware of that. Step two is you guys here at the Mahon, there's no reason you should have that stringency, and you will probably find yourself hungry over Pesach, even if you're traveling. So there's a delicious cereal you can make yourself. What you basically do is you grind up matzah like this, or you buy matzah farfel, or you could just grind up a matzah. You take matzahs, break them into a cup, and you add coffee and sugar and hot water. You could add milk. You could not add milk. And then you have yourself a delicious whole meal. You could break in like three matzahs, and you have a delicious meal. I lived off of this when I was in yeshiva. I lived off of tuna fish. You could buy canned tuna that's kosher for Pesach. Matzah and tuna is nice. I would not buy here in Israel the mayonnaise. If you like your tuna fish with mayonnaise, the mayonnaise here on Pesach, they use all kinds of different oils. Here in Israel, the mayonnaise is I don't recommend on Pesach.
It's ground matzah.
Ground matzah. Now, you could add coffee, sugar, and hot water. You could add hot cocoa powder and hot water and milk. You could... Yeah, and it dissolves into the water, and then the matzah absorbs all the flavor, and it's delicious. So you made yourself matzah cereal. It's a mozi, right? And then you break in like three matzahs into a mug, and you have a whole meal there. So I lived off of this for many years when I was in yeshiva. There was no food in yeshiva in my day on Pesach. So this is what I did. I bought matzahs. I break them into a cup. I bought myself one of those, I don't know what they call them, a heating element. Kumkum was too expensive for me. I bought a heating element. Heating element. You plug it into the wall, and it's just the coil with the handle. No. You put the coil into your mug. You better not fall asleep with that. That's very dangerous. You put the coil into the mug, and it boils the water. And then you take it out. You got to put it down somewhere. It won't burn, right? And then you have boiled water. And so I bought myself two mugs for Pesach. And broken matzah with coffee, sugar, milk, hot water. You have yourself a whole meal. Matzah with butter and salt is also very delicious. Oh, the butter has to be kosher for Pesach, and the salt has to be kosher for Pesach. So those are easy meals, just so you know you're covered wherever you go. Matzah, and you can buy kosher for Pesach. Coffee, sugar, milk, hot water, and it doesn't take a lot to cook these. Some people do this with hot cocoa. I'm just saying, as a guest in someone else's house, you might not want to do this, because it could be they don't like eating gebrox. It's called gebrox, matzah mixed with water. Okay.